Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. If you want to hear more than just this highlight from the program, become a Coast Insider, and you can listen to the full episode, plus recent shows covering the mysterious death of Kurt Cobain, the possibility that government may soon reveal the truth about UFOs, and the power of witchcraft as told by an actual practicing witch. Start listening now by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. David Adair, of course, internationally recognized leader and expert in the field of space technology, spin-off applications for industry, commercial use. He has worked as a research scientist in the fields of engineering, jet engine technology, rocket science, and nuclear physics as well. At the age of 11, he built his first rocket. At 17, he won the most outstanding in the field of engineering sciences from the U.S. Air Force. Huge write-ups in newspapers about that. At 19, he designed and fabricated a state-of-the-art mechanical system for changing jet turbine engines for the U.S. Navy as well. And here he is. We call him the Rocket Man, David Adair, back on Coast to Coast. David, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Thanks, George. Glad to be here.
This is an interesting subject, something that is very dear to my heart. We've been talking about this for several years now. Protecting our power grid from either a solar flare from the sun or from some nation that decides to detonate a nuke in over our country that could just take out the power grid as well. I'm glad you're getting aboard on this, David. Tell me your thoughts about this.
Getting on board, that was interesting in itself. I wasn't planning on doing all this. I just got kind of vacuumed into it. It all started when my wife passed away, and I was sitting in the lab, and I thought, man, I've got to find something to do. So I thought I'd go back to speaking, and I started calling some of my former clients. So I started calling some of the Fortune 500 companies, and they all wanted me back. And I thought, well, no problem there. Maybe I'll find something else. Then I looked in one of my files, and NECA showed up, and that's the National Rural Electric Co-op Association. And I thought, wow, yeah, I know about 200 of those groups. If you didn't know this, there are 900 rural electric co-ops in the continent of North America. Those 900 groups represent your entire electric grid.
Wow.
In 48 states of North America. So I had talked to them before over space shuttles and other stuff, and they really liked it. I went to 200 electric co-ops. So I called a couple of them. While I was talking to them, I just thought I'd ask them a couple of questions. I said, do you guys know about the SPWC? And they go, well, what is that, a union? I said, no. Space Weather Prediction Center. No, what's that? I said, do you know a guy named Teo Stein? He runs it. And it's a doe. Do you know anything about stereo A and B? No, is that some kind of new stereo system? No, man, those are satellites that are 1 million miles out from Earth. They're in orbit, and they're designed to detect CMEs. And you guys know about CMEs, right? And he goes, no, what's that?
Oh, jeez.
And I'm going, holy smokes. I said, you don't know about CMEs. I said, well, what happens is these satellites are hooked directly into the command center in Boulder, Colorado, at the SPWC. And they got a nice website, and they have an alert network. And when these things come in, Teo will send the signal out, and you guys will get the signal. And they said, never heard of it. And I'm going, what?
That's amazing.
So I said, I'll call you back in a minute. So I call up SPWC, get Mr. Stein on the phone, and I told him, how many of the electric rural co-ops do you have signed up? He says, I don't think we have any. What? And he goes, yeah. Well, I said, what? He said, calm down a minute. First of all, he said, my job is to run the command center, to run the website, and to monitor and work with the satellites. And when I see something, I send out a signal. It's not my job to sign people up. And I'm going, holy smokes. You had 900 electric co-ops out there, and nobody knows about you. He goes, yeah, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? And I find Mr. Stein is like an oxymoron, a jumbo shrimp. He's an honest bureaucrat. And it's amazing. He just tells me it's not my job. So I started calling everybody back. Anyway, I have 118 electric co-ops signed up on the network right now, and I'm doing it from my house, which is nuts. I shouldn't be having to do this. So I thought, man, I need to talk to somebody about this. So I started looking at the Internet, looking at everything, and find out, yeah, there is something in place to take care of a CME hit from the sun or an EMP attack. And it's called the SHIELD Act, and it was sponsored by...
that was Brian Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, well, Congressman Trent Franks, he's a Republican in Arizona, and Congresswoman Yvette Clark, a Democrat in New York, those two started it years ago. That's another thing. It's been out for about 6 years. And they wrote the act up. It's about a 25-page act, and it's called the SHIELD Act. Well, it's been sitting there, and it has died twice now in the Senate subcommittees. They're playing politics with this, and they're rolling the dice with your lives.
They are. Now, but hasn't Congressman Fitzpatrick out of Pennsylvania, hasn't he run with this to get this reintroduced?
Yeah, he's trying to join with Trent Franks and Yvette Clark, and it's still not going anywhere.
Jeez.
So I talked to Trent Frank, and he assigned a guy named Andy Brom to me. And Andy and I talked for a good while, and then finally, I said, "Andy, I need names and addresses of people who I need to. I can unleash a flood of response to this thing." So he gave me the, which I sent to you in an email, the names of the U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's of Alaska. She is the chairwoman of the Senate committee. And Congressman Greg Walton is the chairman of the House Committee. And those two are going to decide the fate of the SHIELD Act.
I hope they get it going, because it is a desperate situation. David, when we've got this nut job in North Korea threatening to launch nukes at us, whether they hit us on land or if they create an EMP, I've been told in the work that William Forstchen, one of our guests who wrote a book One Second After, has told us, 90% of the Americans will be dead within a year if there's a power grid outage across the country. 90%.
The National Intelligence Council, which speaks for the entire U.S. intelligence community, they put out a report called Global Trends 2030, and they said that an EMP is only one of eight black swan events. And you guys know what black swans are.
Explain that.
A black swan is an event that can change the course of global civilization.
Okay.
And this is one of them.
It sure is.
CME. So you have a CME and an EMP, and you don't really want to get them confused. The most oversimplified explanation of difference is a CME is created by the sun. An EMP is created by a human.
And about 5 years ago, we dodged a huge solar storm, didn't we?
Man, did you ever. All you got to do is, if you got a computer, write down this date, July 23rd, 2012. And just type that date into the computer and start reading. What happened was not one, not two, but three CMEs came straight at Earth. And it passed so close, it was only 110,000 miles away from the Earth. That's less than half the distance to the moon. That's closer than any asteroids ever come in of anything that represents the magnitude of this disruption. But these three CMEs were a perfect storm. Now, just one CME by itself, like in 1859 with the Carrollton event, you got to understand something about a CME. It's 1 billion tons of charged plasma. That is the size and weight of Mount Everest. It will cross 93 million miles in 14 hours. It's just below sublight speed. Imagine that. Well, that mass did hit us back in September of 1859, and it promptly just burned out
the telegraph system.
The telegraph, and it pretty much took out the Victorian Internet, which was the telegraph back then.
That was the so-called Carrington event.
That's right, named after Joseph Carrington, a British astronomer who actually saw the flare from the sun with his own eyes, and he followed the events, and that's how he got labeled with it. But this thing in July 23rd, 2012 was three of them in a row. And what would have happened, the first one would have hit the Van Allen radiation belts and scooted around them, then collided on the other side, cascaded over the surface, and it would have really weakened the Van Allen belts pretty badly, and it would have started doing its disruption. But two and three would have came sailing in without much resistance from the Van Allen belts. They would have collided and cascaded over the planet. And if that happened, we would not be talking.
Everything would be gone. We lucked out on that one because everything went off to the side. Had that been a direct hit, toast.
We're gone.
Yeah.
We're burned. See, what would happen, this is what's so bad about it, is that they'd come in with that charged plasma, and it would hit the lines, the power lines. Then it's going to send what is known, there's an E1, 2, and 3 of pulse that comes through there. And the pulses are going to be of such magnitude that they'll back through the line systems and they'll hit the transformers. Now look at every power pole around you. You'll see transformers everywhere. Those transformers are filled with oil to keep the heat down as the electrons fly through. But this spike will be of such a magnitude it will detonate that transformer. Now imagine all the transformers from coast to coast detonates at one time. It's like napalm, and the entire continent is on fire. You can't call the fire department. There's no telephones. There's no 911. You can't call police. You can't call anybody. Everything's on fire. Now, well, let's pump. Let's put water on. No pumps running. There's no power to pump the water to put out the fires, so you can't put them out. The entire continent's on fire, and it's not just us. It's all continents on the planet. They're all burning. What will happen? Enough smoke and ash will be thrown in the air, and you'll lose the sun and not see it for about 3 years. All vegetation dies. What's happening with us? We all die. The National Intelligence Council said that anywhere from 90 to 93% of all U.S. population would die within the first 12 months.
Yeah, that's just frightening. I mean, everything goes. You can't get water. People don't realize, David, that water just doesn't come out of your faucet. It's being pumped with electrical pumps from the pumping source.
Absolutely. And it's just, what really happens is a chain reaction. So there you are, everything's burning, people running everywhere, can't call any help. And so now you can't even flush your toilets. You can't, your food in your refrigerator is bad.
You can't get bottled water because the stores have had a run on it. They're gone.
And now, that's exactly right. And now you'll have people dying. Then there's disease, starvation. That's what really takes the 93%.
And for several billion dollars, what we probably waste in our budgets, they could fix the power grid and insulate it against an EMP or CME.
Exactly right. In the SHIELD Act, they propose taking $10 billion. How much is it going to cost taxpayers? Nothing. It's already there.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.